You're currently watching part two of a two-part Jontron Halloween special. If you haven't seen the first part, you won't understand this one, so click here and go watch that first. But if you have, well, I'm gonna drop you right in. Let's go. It's not for the kids, just don't free it off. All right, next up. My hairiest adventure. What kind of name is this? Just make sure you don't get any hair in the slot. We'll affect the RAM disk. This one starts off with our main character, Larry Boyd, running from a bunch of dogs and having some life-changing inner monologue. By the way, leave me alone, dumb dogs. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something really unsettling about this whole thing. Hear me wheezing? It's because I have stupid allergies. I hope no one saw me. I must look like a real jury. No, come on, you're being too hard, so.
Well, I guess.
Oh, heaven made. Ha ha, try and get me now. So much for the bright side. Really do wish it ended there. Nice talkies, go home talkies.
Why? I'm here.
That's Lily, my best friend. She's a pretty girl, you know, for a girl. Hold on, what is that supposed to mean? That's not in the book. The mention of Lily in the introduction is that she's small and cute, not about how she's cool or a girl. The best part about this is that you know an adult wrote this script. That kid had nothing to do with this. When the camera's cut, he was probably like, are you sure we should say that? Hey, Larry, you're pretty cool for a girl, too.
Wait, what's this supposed to mean, John?
I wish I knew what's up with those dogs.
I don't know, Larry. Maybe they smell your beer.
I would know since I got mauled by them. Gee, thanks. Like I needed to hear that. Oh, Larry, you're a fucking asshole. So Larry goes off to roll his eyes some more with the shitty garage band. And this kid is best thing ever. They find some tanning lotion, and Larry is just
that.
Really goddamn happy about that.
It's Murray.
Cool, well, I'll be bronze guards for the audition. We can say by cotton white. My skin. Look, my skin.
Wait, God. The actors in this episode have an uncanny ability to make their voice and face look as disconnected as possible. So next, Larry goes home and expositions the shit out of his tent.
Boy, Jasper, I think it was that instant tan that made me feel sick. But I can't tell Mom and Dad. They'd kill me if they knew I was using some old stuff like that.
He then stumbles upon the discovery that he's growing excess hair where he applied the tanning lotion. So then he goes to the bathroom to remove it and just watch. Are you almost done in there?
Almost.
Meh. Well, could you just hand me out my razor? Can a guy get some privacy? It's fucking Moe! That's like the Joel voice people do when they try and pretend to act natural.
Am I pretty or fell?
Can a guy get some privacy? That's lovely. So after all that, Larry catches up with Lily and talks to her about his strange experience the night prior.
Did you notice anything last night? Where you rubbed that instant tan on? I mean, in revolving hair?
How am I when this is going?
I mean hair, you know, like where you don't expect to see it.
Stop!
Are you growing to my expected hair?
No, are you?
No, are you?
Stop! No, I just thought maybe you...
At what?
Growing hair in weird places. FBI should be knocking on his door any minute now.
Harry Larry. Hair on his hat, hair on his mind.
Okay, so, after that painfully horrified conversation happens, they go to see their friend, who isn't even home, in fact. So they decide to go up to his room to do some investigating.
Wonder if his clothes are still here.
Is that really relevant at all?
And I heard...
Oh, it's relevant. So this, creepy realtor guy tells them that Manny has moved out and is unnecessarily creepy for no reason at all. So at this point in this story, Larry's basically just going from place to place trying to hide his hair from people and being embarrassed.
Whoa!
And you can't kiss on hospitality!
I won't allow it! Where's the bathroom?
Oh,
are you a pole world?
I decided I'd better get out of here. Any way I could.
Be right there. What's for dessert?
Dessert?
Was that lame or what?
No, Matt. It's a pretty normal thing to say, honestly. So he escaped homeward through some dawns, and I had to check and see if there was hair growing anywhere else.
No! And on my chest.
Please, Larry, you don't understand.
I'm on my back.
You don't know what you're doing here.
And now...
my son!
Naturally, Larry's parents are wondering what the fuck is up with Larry, so they call the doctor to check him out.
I don't think the chanting lotion had anything to do with it.
Really?
That's unlikely. Oh, it's probably some sort of skin irritation.
Larry has a band audition coming up. Yes. Yes. Yes, that's probably it.
Now, where did I put that MD?
Eventually, Larry starts connecting the dots and comes to the conclusion that the kids' disappearances are linked to them turning into dogs.
And goes around town talking to a bunch of stock vague adults. My favorite kind of them.
Listen to what I'm telling you. There is no Millie.
Yes, there is, though.
Forget about her.
Well, that's going to be difficult.
But the great must always fall. He gets fed up with his lack of detective skills and makes it known. Call that through recipe. I don't want food. I want answers.
God damn it, Larry. You hired a law. What you hired a?
What were my mom and dad hiding? Could Lily really be a dog? Mom! Dad!
Damn, would you run after that? Can't do that.
And yes, he was a dog, and so was everyone else. They were dogs.
Moral of the story's real good on this one, so don't be unlucky and be a dog. That's a good one.
All right, this is Halloween after all, and after all, Halloween is a scary.
So it's time to take a look at the final chapter of our little Goosebumps saga. You thought those last two were bad? Honey, those were Citizen Kane and Casablanca in relation to this butchering of an R.L. Stine classic.
Last, but certainly not best. Bull speech.
Well, third one's already waiting to go. I just gotta put it right in there. We'll get it right started.
This tale is about two inner city kids, brother and sister, Jerry and Terry, who are visiting their relatives on the beach.
The Ghost Beach.
Oh, man, you're a dumb hot.
Yeah, fuck you for being interested in things, you stupid bitch.
It makes lots of... I do. Stine interested in things.
Okay, first I was kind of advocating for you because you used to being a dick for no reason. Thought you were the victim, but I can basically see that you're both pretentious fucks.
So pretty immediately, they get startled by some stranger kids who live nearby.
Oh, God, it's Whoopi Goldberg!
Best one ever.
It's just sad, Jack.
We've been watching you guys.
Okay, so that's not creepy at all.
We're staying with Brad and Agatha. Our fourth cousin is twice your model. Removed, Jay. Twice removed.
Kimberly Ma. It's much better.
Now, I just have to say, my favorite thing about this episode is the acting chops on that creepy girl. The kid see you this morning, heading out for the graveyard? So he thought we'd give you a little scare.
From these strange kids, Jerry and Terry learn of a ghost named Harrison Sadler that allegedly still roams the area.
Harrison Sadler is dead, but he still walks the night.
And just like that, before you know it, they do that thing where they just start acting spooky out of nowhere and say they gotta go.
Did not sound. Hey, come on, we need to go. We'll see you around.
Hey, if you're getting Jerry, it's all more of that.
Oh, I sure will, Brad.
Isn't that making me really uncomfortable?
Wait a sec. Didn't they say these were their fourth cousins twice removed?
So nice you folks brought you up here to be with your old cousins.
Is that how that works? I'm not a scholar, but these look more like grandparents to me.
Like I said, disclaimer, I'm not a scholar. So everything's going great. Everyone's happy. That is, of course, until they bring up the kids they met on the beach, Sam and Louisa.
We met some other Sadlers today. Kids. A Sam and Louisa.
That knife kid. I just love dinner scenes like this, where everything's going great, and then someone says something that cues in the unsettling music. And everyone suddenly becomes distant and mysterious, like they've never even known each other.
What on about some ghosts in a cave?
Oh. Well, I got your brain to go.
Oh, I'll help.
Excuse me, you'll help?
Jack, quick! I need your help reading this, or I won't be able to do it in time. I want to find out where in the classic book series R.L. Stine said he wanted the show to be written by a bunch of chimpanzees.
It doesn't say anywhere.
kinds of semen you can actually eat. It's full of iodine. And then you fucked it up. I wish I had a book on all the different types of seaweed.
I didn't even think it was possible to sound like that much of a bitch talking about seaweed. Congrats, good man. This girl could make Gandhi sound pretentious. Jerry takes a nice trip and finds a skeleton weighing on the beach.
A skeleton? A what? A raccoon, maybe?
Yeah, a raccoon. I'm ambitious, small for a raccoon. Every single time they show that skeleton again, they use that shock stinger sound.
A skeleton? Well, if it's not a raccoon, then what is it? The bones are picked cream. What kind of animal would do something like this? I guess if you're going to be around here, you should know. It wasn't an animal that picked those bones cream. It was the ghost. The ghost of Harrison Sadler.
Oh!
He killed and ate it. His dogs can tell when someone's a ghost.
Dogs always bark to warn about ghosts.
Oh! Have you ever seen it? Do you see that opening in those rocks? The ghost lives up there.
First of all, why did she turn backwards 270 degrees instead of the easier 90 this way? All right. Let's keep on going. We're close to the end, goddammit. I'm gonna enjoy this Hubblebean if it kills me.
It's a frog.
Shut up, Siri Jehelin, and I don't know fuck about the shit right now.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I didn't really realize you were going through a thing like that.
But that's okay. Just think about how I feel next time, maybe. Jerry then spots a light in the cavern where Harrison Sadler is supposed to be. And they once again bring this knowledge back to their relatives. Cousin Grandpa tries to explain it away using Aurora Borealis, but the kids just aren't buying it.
You ever hear of Aurora Borealis, Jerry?
Yeah.
It happens certain times of the year or something. Electric gets in the air and the whole sky lights up in streamers.
Bullshit, Grandpa! At this point, we know something fishy is going on. Jerry scares Terry like this for no reason. And it's decided between them to go out to the cave for a grand adventure to put this mystery to rest once and for all. And let me go to sleep tonight.
Look! That's the Aurora Borealis.
And here is where we finally come face to face with the ghost of Harrison Sand. That's not a ghost. There's not a ghost at all. That's a guy.
It's dangerous to get involved with ghosts.
Ghosts. I don't like them. Nothing personal. This is a cultural thing.
Think I'm a ghost, don't you?
Oh,
I'm not a ghost.
All right, but I got my eyes on you. I saw your face.
An ancestor's not mine.
Bullshit! It's a ghost!
I'm going to tell you a story, and I want you to listen very carefully. In the year 6241.
I love exposition. So the totally not ghost of Harrison Sadler explains that 300 years ago, pilgrims sailed to this very location. But when they got here, they were faced with a terrible winter and bare bones living conditions. And their deaths were so unbearably painful that they stayed here as ghosts.
So they lingered on.
Like you?
I told you. I study ghosts. I'm not a ghost.
Like me, specifically? I am not a ghost, but I've taken many courses in ghosts, and I'm decently interested in ghosts, but I am definitely not ghosts. And any information you find that may lead you to believe that I'm a ghost, that is wrong.
Trust me. Your two young friends are...
Simon the Wolver?
Dead for 3 centuries. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm king. He tells them to go off to the graveyard to find their answer. Apparently they just do because it's... After some searching, they find the gravestones of Louisa and Samuel, the two strange kids on the beach. Yeah, but it's okay. It's probably a misunderstanding. They're probably just more distant relatives. See, there they are.
That ghost is clever. Making them think we're the ghosts.
And where did these come from? Our ancestors, which has got me in charge of the box off.
Oh my god, they actually use that excuse again.
Good.
They may be good ghosts, but they're certainly not good liars. So Sam and Louisa showed Jerry and Terry their own graves for some reason. I don't even know at this point. Jerry and Terry Scrooge.
This is your fate. You don't go back to Chicago where you've grown. Stop fucking around already.
What do you think? Eating you and burying your bones right here.
Eating you and burying your bones? What is this, Jack of the Beanstalk?
That's Grimm's fairy tales level. That's like before we had reference to a large body of the more literature level storytelling. Can you tell me some? Why does a ghost even need sustenance?
All right, come on. Carry on, Louisa. What else? I ain't got this shit.
They come to an agreement and hatch a plan to stop the ghost of Harrison Sadler once and for all.
Was there a plan, you ask? Okay, Ravens.
To use rocks to trap the ghost.
Give them up and if kid rocks.
Rocks? Trap the ghost. They all arrive at the beachfront and are just about to complete their plan.
No! You'll come with us!
I can't, Jerry.
I'm scared.
Jerry, it's just not possible.
I'm afraid.
Well, well, well. Here we all are. You've done well bringing the ghosts to...
Ghosts? I see the ghost!
Yes. You thought I was the ghost because she, the ghost, convinced you that she couldn't be the ghost, but that I am the ghost.
Clever tricks for a ghost.
The city is sour! I don't recognize a ghost! My working ghost was...
Well, I'm telling you.
I never had a chance to wail at
the first winter. It wasn't fair.
I never had a light at all.
We all died in the cold.
Get out of here, you bastards. I'm saying shit.
I'm really so hungry.
Okay.
What? Oh, come on, hurry. Wait a minute. What are you screaming at?
Have you ever got this? Next time you see me sleeping, don't wake me up.
I'm gonna go ahead and give me 2 seconds to figure out the twist. Have a guess.
Yep.
The old people were the ghosts, and they eat dogs. Maybe they could have saved us some time and gone back and eaten Larry Boyd for us. And I can't think of anything relevant to say about the first one. That was a long time ago, you know what I'm saying?
Also, I guess all the other people were ghosts, too. That or they all just died a horrible death back there. I guess that would mean if they were ghosts before, they are now.
Everyone's ghosts! I'm ghosts! You're ghosts! She's ghosts!
Honestly, this show might be some of the cheesiest schlock this side of the planet, but I'll never forget the spirit of the original books, which are honestly still pretty gripping today, despite the simplicity. I suppose that's what you call good writing.
So kick back, watch the leaves change, and enjoy the month of October, folks. It only comes once a year. Happy Halloween.
We can't drink that. It's gonna be like a scene in AI where Ham and Joel Osment eat spinach.
You just hold the brother.
I'm pondering him. I know her, we've been your brother dying alcohol for now.
Wow, that was a lot of goosebumps, but you know what's not? You can follow me on Twitter and like me on Facebook.
Gotcha. Manipulated you.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who helped make this episode what it is. Also, if you want to watch part one again, click right there.
I don't ever want goddamn to see another Goosebumps episode again. I've been staring at Goosebumps for a month. Goddamn straight.
Thought I was going to get 2 Halloween episodes out this month.
Not if Goosebumps will have it his way.